Educator aims to replicate elite prep schools in online homeschool. Britton Latalipi claims that greatness can be taught. It's an assertion he has seen proven true time and again. The Special Forces candidate-turned-educator is well-trained in the habits of high performance, and now he's paving the way for young minds to actualize their fullest potential. Latalipi is the founder, president, and headmaster of Blue Manor Academy, an online elite prep homeschooling program. He recently talked with the Epoch Times about how his educational model differs from the type of instruction most children receive today. Blue Manor Academy was created to provide youth of all backgrounds with a level of education previously reserved for the ruling elite, at a price point that the average mother and father can afford. Latalipi noticed huge disparities in how and what young people across the nation are taught. According to him, these differences largely determine how much success in life most children of a particular group will achieve. Latalipi's personal history is stacked with experiences that have shaped how he thinks today, including Bible college and a stint in the military. Latalipi endured the brutal trials and rigors of Special Forces training. In the end, however, he was not awarded the Green Beret. This loss, though severe, gave way to a greater gain. He said he got to see how elite soldiers are trained and what it takes to get the very best out of people. He said he has brought those lessons into Blue Manor Academy. Prep school experience. Latalipi went through a phase of misconduct and resistance to authority as a child. I was just a normal, punk kid in public school. Graffitiing the walls or whatever. Tearing down own institution. Because that is the mentality in a public school, he said. Then, through an unforeseeable turn of events, Latalipi was accepted into one of the nation's top military boarding schools. This would be very similar to what Donald Trump attended. It's not like a private school. It's completely different. It's an elite prep school, a totally different method of education, he said. He said many children who attended similar institutions went on to become the nation's most powerful people. Presidents, CEOs, high-level officials, and leaders in every field. Prep schoolers make up 0.5% of the population, and they run everything. Bill Gates, Elon Musk, Mark Zuckerberg, our last 5 presidencies have been prep schoolers. That's Bush, Obama, Trump, Biden, and Trump again, he said. A string of prep schoolers. Half the Supreme Court is prep schoolers. Literally, it's a throne fight. That is my theory, that they have rigged this against the public schoolers. The elite school's most exceptional quality was its ability to develop leaders. Latalipi witnessed this process taking place on a repeated and predictable basis. You just watched. It wasn't a rough transition, took years. It was overnight. There was just a different mentality on campus. And I saw that transformation, he said. Constantly they're talking about, you are the future leaders of America. Is something about prep school. The mentality is so intense. You really believe, yeah, I'm going to be the next big CEO. I'm going to be an Elon Musk or Bill Gates. In addition, his prep school used authoritative, old-school, traditional methods of discipline, which worked well to correct Latalipi's behavior problems, he said. After becoming a husband and father, Latalipi wanted his own children to go through that same process of development. There was one problem. The costs involved were prohibitively high. It would have cost the family more than $1 million per year to enroll their 11 children, he said. This problem set the scene for a new idea. Latalipi wondered if he could create the same environment and learning structure at home, for his household and perhaps for others in the community. But what is a prep school? Why was it so good? What is the thing that separates a prep school from a normal public or private school? I started doing research, he said. Communist influence in public schools. At first, most of the data he gathered on the topic was of a positive nature. Eventually, though, the more unsightly side of our educational system began to appear, he said. I basically traced the history of public education back to the communist movement and said, okay, like, it started with communism, he said. According to Latalipi, several other controversial groups also contributed to the emergence of state-run schooling. He said many of the wealthiest merchants back then held fundamentally communist ideals, and they collaborated in steering American culture from behind the scenes. Countless social programs were introduced to the public, and one such initiative involved setting up a public schooling system that would provide standardized education to every child. It became apparent to Latulipi that only a select few were meant to access the educational model of champions. Other children, he said, are sent through a sorting system run by traditional public, private, and homeschool instructors. I think that is by design, Latulipi said. But look like equality. Like everybody gets an education in America, and you can all climb up the ladder and achieve greatness. He said this system is sustained by a distorted ideology that has crept into the modern home and classroom bit by bit over time. He thinks that few truly understand the mechanism at work. If people really knew the truth about social conditioning, he said, they'd be terrified. Parents may believe that the school assignment grading system is a tool used to measure and encourage excellence in children. Not so, said Latulipi. To him, his research suggests that it is more suitable for assessing compliance. He said many of today's most accomplished people either didn't go to college or dropped out before getting a degree. He said the public school system took power away from the church and parents, the traditional educators of children. He thinks public education may be the worst invention of this new age, as it removes children from the family all day long. Kids have no time to interact with their own parents. After you've done school all day and your homework, do you really think you're going to sit down and study your Bible or take any lessons from Dad? You're exhausted. You want to play video games, he said. Blue Manor Academy's model. While putting together a curriculum for his own children, the concerned father noticed that there was another problem to be solved. Many homeschooling parents simply duplicate state-run education at home. Latulipi mentioned that the average person has been taught to focus on report cards and standardized tests from a very young age. At Blue Manor Academy, and this blows people's minds, a lot of people can't understand it, we don't do grades, he said. We do pass or fail. You have to get 100% to pass, but you can take the test as many times as you want because I'm not trying to label you. I'm trying to bring you up to the standard. I'm trying to make you great. The kids will write an essay. Instead of me going through it, formatting it, and, okay, you've got a C, work harder without giving any direction, I take that essay, edit it, and give it back to the student. I say, here's how we can fix this. We're going to make this better. Here's how we can tell the story better. Here's how we can add emotion. At the end of that, after bringing it up to perfection, we can publish it. And we have some essays that'll make you cry. The student didn't get an A. They got published. My job isn't to grade them, to categorize them for the state. My job is to make them the greatest writers, the greatest communicators. He said the hallmark of an elite prep school is the monitorial system. It is a student-led academy, one that gives young people the room to display qualities of excellence. When you give students agency and you give them authority, they rise to the occasion. When I went out into the world, everything was easy, he said. I was able to start Blue Manor Academy. I didn't have a background in education. I was able to write all my books. I didn't have to go to college and get a degree in writing. He got jobs in sales and excelled in them without any training, he said. I do believe that's because in boarding school we were given agency, leadership, permission to take charge and to make a difference, he said. I was not a natural leader, but I went to military school and got to practice leadership. Not in class on a PowerPoint. Blue Manor Academy also aims to put order, authority, and leadership back in the home, teaching parents how to take charge of the family and guide children toward discovering their greatness.